Sammy Whiteman, a result where you guys probably, like Usman sort of said, a full game would have been a fascinating game, and who knows which way the game would have gone. Is it a fact that you just probably couldn't get a result out of this one because of the amount of time that was lost?
I think so, yeah. Lost a lot of overs, and it was sort of tricky to score on, so you felt like if you had to force the game, a collapse could easily happen. So, shame about the result, yeah, definitely.
People spoke to Cam Green and stuff like, but I guess Hilton Cartwright's 100 did sort of go a little bit not unnoticed, but it's a great chance probably for you to highlight the fact the way he performed for you, because he certainly probably was the innings of the match in some ways the way he played.
Yeah, absolutely. It was amazing to watch Hilton go about his business. He's been super consistent for us the last 3 or 4 years. Probably hasn't got the hundreds he would have liked, so that made it really special this week. I thought, as you could see, once he got set, he could clear the boundary easily. So impressive from him, and that partnership from him and Greeny, brought us back into the game, and if not, got us ahead of the game at one point. So, super pleasing for him.
Yeah, that's right. On the batting side, two really good partnerships in each team, weren't there? And yeah, probably, that's right, the bowlers had their chances, but the once a partnership happened, it really sort of probably just changed how a game was going to go.
Yeah, it felt like if you got through 20, got the ball about 20 overs old, stopped doing it quite as much. And then if you got blokes set, you could score. I think, Cam Green just loves playing at the Gabbas. But having said that, it's tricky to start on, even with an old ball, as we saw. We lost a few quick wickets yesterday. So, I thought it was just a shame about the weather, because it was tracking to be an absolute beauty.
Just touching on squad depth, great to see you brought in some new players, a debutant today at this game in your keeper. Young Haskett's coming through. Well, not so young, but a rookie in his cricket experience. Keep talking about depth of West Australian cricket, which is a really strong thing, and you guys seem now to be able to almost overcome anything that gets thrown at you in terms of injuries or selections and the like. You've got that huge, I guess, array now to choose from.
Yeah, this year's probably been a bit more of a challenge than others. We've got Lance Morris, who's on Cricket Australia restrictions. Richo's had his injury troubles, and Matt Kelly's another one who's normally a banker for us. He normally plays 4 or 5 Shield games and does really well. So we've been tested, but Charlie Sobo, Big Hask, they've really stepped up. And pleasing to see Jolly Curtis behind the stump to get a game. He's been a consistent performer in club cricket the last few years. So I thought he did a really good job in his first game, tidy behind the stumps, yeah.
Last one. And you talk about Jai coming back, and of course bowled beautifully and did well. And you've seen him up close. You know he's had to overcome an awful lot with that string of injuries. You're happy yourself, and also what you've seen of him, that he's in a good place now?
Yeah, I think so. I think time will tell with Richo. He just needs to get some more games under his belt. It's tough now going into T20s. So it would have been awesome to get a couple of 4 days in, but we're a better team if he's running and bowling for us. He's so skillful. Just fingers crossed he can stay on the park.
Exactly. Thanks, Sammy. Appreciate that.